Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
From Walter Jones of North Carolina on yesterday, and he said the government is a tyranny. He said the president is a war criminal. That's how you got to talk, the truth. More and more guests I have on. Larry Pratt didn't used to call the president a would-be dictator and a communist. It's what it is, okay? I mean, look, only admitting the truth is going to get us out of this. Look, you think I like being at the very front of the spear on this? Well, I kind of do, but I don't mind. I don't want to die, but whatever happens, happens. And that's why I understand Stuart Rhodes. It's not macho up here saying, you know, he pledges to resist these people. It's just what we got to do. I mean, look, I'll be honest. If it was a boss hog corruption, I would resist it, but I wouldn't be ready to die. These globalists are nasty, folks. They want to put us in re-education camps. I've talked to all the insiders. They make public statements. It's law now. Well, you may have a law saying you're going to put me in a FEMA camp. I'm not going along with it. I want to go to your calls and shut up. Stuart Rhodes is actually with us at the bottom of the hour. He wants to talk about solutions of how to counter this. But let's get to some of these calls right now. The solution is get involved in Oath Keepers. The solution is Operation Sleeping Giant. We're going to talk about it. Sean, Arizona, finish up with the unit you're saying that your brother's in. Saying they're waking up. Go ahead and finish your point.
Yeah, there's about 200 in that unit. He said about 150 of them are well awake now, thanks to you and a couple of others. And they are very grateful for your show and those others.
They may not be here forever, so people better get this information, check it out for themselves, and prepare to be info warriors in their own sectors. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, they are in that area where they're at. I won't mention that, but they're very much info warriors, and where they're at, they also send the information back home to their different areas.
Well, that's the key, is to savage the enemy every minute we've still got the Internet, like it's not going to be there tomorrow. Stuart Rhodes, you have any comments to this fellow?
Well, no, just keep doing what you're doing. And what he said is mirrors what I've heard across the board also, is that in many military units, they're having these discussions, they're paying attention. And this is the great victory we have in the Internet. The freedom of speech on the Internet and on radio is what's turning the tide, and the powers that be know that, and it's turning the tide in the ranks. But I would just encourage people to really focus. The Liberty Movement needs to focus on the guys with the guns. It is so incredibly important. You might not get a chance to vote for Rand Paul in 2016. Stop looking only at politics. Focus on the guys with the guns. I just urge you. I don't care if you do it through Oath Keepers or how you do it. Hand out DVDs. Turn them on to your radio show, whatever it takes. Wake them up. If you want to help us, that's what we're trying to do. We got a concert coming up on January 18th outside of Fort Hood, a free concert for the troops. You want to help us? Come to Oath Keepers, look up libertytour.org, and help us get that concert going. Help us put up billboards, but go out there and talk to the troops, pass out.
That's right. You're having to put billboards up because now the Army War College is taking in data saying the next war is with the Tea Party. That's treason, folks. We got to put billboards up out front, all those bases, with info war. They're using psy war with disinformation against the troops. We got the truth, which trumps them every time.
Absolutely. Put a billboard up that says the NDAA is treason. This is one of our billboards. Put up a billboard that says the assault weapons ban is treason. Any attempt to disarm the American people is treason.
What's happened with your first billboards going up?
We had them outside of Fort Leavenworth and Fort Riley. So they're there. And the main point is the troops see them. And they can't do anything about that. How are they going to stop that? They can't stop it. So, folks, go get a billboard.
Exactly, folks. A few thousand bucks, huge billboard outside the base. Savage the enemy. Engage them. They are attacking us with dead children right now, saying we did it. Okay, you got to get back with the truth and hammer them hard, or they're going to win. They are, to use military terminology, because that's what this is, we are being overrun right now. Okay, we have been winning the hearts and minds, but the enemy, the empire, has just struck back. God bless you, caller. Appreciate the call. Stuart, do you agree this is the major enemy strike back?
Oh, absolutely. Well, this is one of them. What they've done is they took the infrastructure in place.
Stay there.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139. We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right, and this isn't radio, ladies and gentlemen. This is war against tyranny. They declared war on us. I've sat here and chronicled the crimes of these sicko, globalist, anti-human, abortion-loving, world government-pushing trash, jacking our food, our water, breaking down our society, trying to disarm us. They've already bankrupted the country by design, steering us right off a cliff. And I declare war on these people. I declare info war on them. And if you will simply start attacking them, you need to realize this. This is like putting crosshairs on somebody and pulling the trigger politically when you expose they're a bunch of zombies, vampires, using dead children to take our guns. When they're a bunch of warmongering criminals like Obama. Walter Jones, congressman, said he's guilty of war crimes yesterday on this show. He is, under law, funding Al-Qaeda. Hey, Obama, you going to cry for all the Mexican kids killed by Fast and Furious? You did as a false flag to blame the Second Amendment? Get back in their dirty face. Get back in their face and stop being cowards. Oh, they may put me on a list. They may come get me. Folks, if you give in to that fear, it's over. I'm all in. I'm with Stuart Rhodes. I will never submit to the New World Order. I will never go along with them. I stand against them no matter what happens. And they can kill us individually. They can politically destroy us. They can assassinate our character. But it's still a fraud. God knows who you really are. And they can kill your body, but they can't kill your soul. And they can't kill your ideas like V says after they just spread him with bullets. And he's got the bad guy, the dictator. He's got him right there. And he says, flesh and blood can die, but ideas are bulletproof. And that's when you really start living, is when you step across from the fear and step into an idea. That's what life's all really about. These globalists are the scum of the earth. And they are scared of you. You have power. They tell you you don't have power all day. They're trying to break your will. I want to jam in a bunch of calls in the final segment with Stuart. He's got some ideas to counter this and turn this around. We're going to put out here as well. But I want to play this clip of Tom Head out in, what is it, Midland, one of the most populous cities out in West Texas, who said a few months before the election, he said, look, they're going to probably put Obama in. He's going to come for the guns and try to bring the UN in. That's an oversimplification. But and people are going to resist. There's going to be a civil war. I need deputies to stand up against the UN-occupied federal government. And, folks, that's because that's a big city out there, a good-sized town. That's because they're telling him this. That's why the police are on tape on the TV show nodding their heads with him. Yes. Yes, that's right. Because, folks, as crazy as it sounds, the globalists really think they're going to take over America, bankrupt things, and put us in re-education camps. Like Harry Belafonte said last week on Al Sharpton's show on MSNBC. And you're like, well, that'll never happen here. Really? Obama healthcare will never happen here? 53 million abortions will never happen here? It's all the NSA never spelling you without warrants here. The TSA never be on highway checkpoints. Now training the police, they're allowed to go in your body in a non-emergency situation, just as a routine traffic stop. Now the state police of Texas are starting this because the feds told them they could do it. I mean, it's we're already in the tyranny, but there's still the old republic left, vestigial parts of it. We can reignite those and restore the republic. Here's that quick clip.
He is going to try to hand over the sovereignty of the United States to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's going to happen when that happens?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking worst case scenario.
Right, okay? I understand.
Civil unrest, civil disobedience, civil war, maybe. I mean, we're not talking just a few riots here and demonstrations. We're talking Lexington, Concord, take up arms and get rid of the guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what's going to happen if we do that, if mm-hmm. the public decides to do that?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to send in UN troops. I don't want them in Lubbock County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I'm going to stand in front of their armored personnel carrier and say, you're not coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheriff, I've already asked him, I said, you going to back me? He said, yeah, I'll back you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want a bunch of rookies back there.
True.
I want trained, equipped,
all right, that's enough.
Seasoned.
He goes on to say that he wants a tax increase to create a larger county militia. He should just call out a posse and train them. That'd be free, basically. The local restaurants would provide all the food and stuff and prepare. And people go, well, that's crazy. No, that's America. What sounds crazy because we've been domesticated is America. We should be forming counties and cities saying, we don't care if you announce we're under world government. We're not going along with this. Okay? It's now time to say the people are awakening, or it's all the way. Stuart Rhodes comments to this, then we're going to go back to calls.
Well, and he's right. And the thing that you can always point to is, look, as you were saying earlier, you know, the NSA is spying on Americans. That is not something that's you know, only a future possibility. Obama does have a kill list of American citizens he's going to kill. He has already killed American citizens. He has claimed the right to kill American citizens. They've claimed the right to apply the laws of war to you, not just through the NDAA, but even before that, they've done this. And so these are things that are not conspiracy theory. I mean, this is why I found an Oath Keeper that realized how close we were to going down the same path as Nazi Germany, and we're on it. And they've gotten rid of, they've pretty much gutted the rest of the Bill of Rights. The Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments are, for all intents and purposes, dead. And what's left is simply to disarm you and then go ahead and use the infrastructure they've already created that they've made it very plain. It's right there in your face, in the law, right there in the executive orders, admitted in court, things that they've already done. And so now they're just, you know, this is the next step, is to disarm you. If you let them disarm you, you should have fought back. You should have resisted during the Bush years when the neocons were gutting the Bill of Rights in the name of the war on terror. But you didn't stand up then. So now you're going to have to stand up when they're coming for your guns. If that's what it takes, like I said last week, if that's what it takes, then bring it on. If this is what it takes to wake up conservatives to finally purge out the oath breakers within their own party, this is so disgusting about it. It's like, you saw what happened at the RNC. I was there. It was like watching a Nuremberg rally. They're cheering for John McCain, a friggin' traitor to the Constitution, who wrote the detention provisions in the NDAA. The man should be hanging from a noose after being tried and convicted of treason and being executed. That's what he deserves. But instead, he gets a standing ovation from Republicans. And so it's disgusting that they have let the Constitution be destroyed so much that the last thing that's left, the last impediment to total tyranny, is still the Second Amendment. And so now, are they going to fight for it? We'll see. The Republicans in Congress, I don't think they will, unless you hold their feet to the fire, make it clear that you're going to purge them out. But I'm not even sure. It might be too late for that. They might still go ahead and go along with it because you have voted for them in the past. This is why I'm so upset with people who are otherwise good Americans who continued to vote for oath breakers because they were afraid. As you said earlier, you cannot let fear drive you. And if you're someone like my friend Sheriff Mack, unfortunately, who voted for Romney and supported Romney out of fear of Obama, that's the reason why we're in the situation where we are now, where we may have to fight. Because people let their fear drive them into violating their principles and voting for oath-breaking Republicans who are now in office, still sitting there, reelected, who are going to go along with this crap. So we have to stop that. That's our last possible chance, is to purge the oath breakers out of office from both sides, Republicans and Democrats. Purge them out. This is what Jefferson and Madison did back in 1798 against the Alien Sedition Act.
I agree. We do not have a garden variety corruption either. We have the nastiest, dehumanizing, eugenics-based system, folks. These are people that want world government to kill you. And I saw a YouTube comment today. I meant to print it, but only printed part of it. Guys, can you go find this and expand the comment so I get the full comment? Because these here I'll give it to you. Because these comments are indicative of what what Democrats say to me. And they say, you're crazy. We're going to take your guns and put you in a forced labor camp, and we're going to kill you. Because you're a bad right winger. When I'm just a constitutionalist, I'm beyond their left-right garbage. And they say, well, yeah, we're taking your guns because you're a right winger. But you're a kook thinking we want to take your guns. It's like these collectivists can't even think, Stuart. They're really bizarre people. Let's go to Ronnie in Utah. Says he spoke with a congressman, has something he wants to tell us. Then Mark and Alex and Kent and others. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Thanks, Alex, for taking the call. I'd just like to get Stuart's take on this. I just called my congressman, Jason Chavis. Talked one of his aides. And you expose tyranny, new world order. You tell them about the $60 billion bill on Sandy and the $13, $15 billion of pork barrel projects and on and on and on, and the guns and the tyranny. And the aides are like, well, I'll pass the comments on to them. I mean, it's just amazing.
Well, listen, calling them isn't bad. It's better to write them a letter. It's also better to go when they go to these public speaking events, like at the grocery store or the church, to go and call them out. Remember at the original Ron Paul Tea Parties where the Republicans took them over and gelded them? People went and shouted Republicans and Democrats down. That's what we need. Is that, see, Republicans came in, took it over, you never saw that again. We need the Tea Party to go in and get in the face physically. Listen, I stormed the Texas Capitol twice. And they didn't arrest me because they knew I legally was able to go in there with 500 people or whatever and get in their face. And if they would have arrested me, that would have given it all the attention. Still got the attention. So I stormed it twice. I went down to the federal building. And people are so cowardly, they go, there's no way he went in the federal building and told them that he was allowed to film them and don't, you know, how dare them. I mean, people are so cowardly, they think, like, the Texas Capitol footage is fake or... And it's not that I'm even some tough guy. We've got to get back in their face and tell them they're wrong or they're going to dominate us and convert fully to tyranny. I do this because I'm afraid of them winning, because the real danger is in submitting. Stuart Rhodes.
Well, sure, you got to get in the face of the anti-gunners, but also you need to get in the face of the so-called Republican allies of the Second Amendment and make it very clear to them that we do consider this disarmament, and they vote for it, they're done. When you have to pound that into their heads, and you should confront them, the best way to confront them is in a public forum. Put pressure on them. Bring 20, 30 people with you, because they perceive that as their vote. All they care about is their own political skin. Most of them have no integrity left at all. And the only way you're going to get through to them is make them fear for their political future.
We're going to skip this network break here. I'm just making that announcement because it's so important to go back to calls. Folks, you have to let them know. By the way, I know you think I'm stupid, and you think by incremental steps you're going to get our guns. I'm going to do whatever it takes, investigating your finances as a citizen journalist, you name it, until we bring you down. Is that clear, scum? And believe me, it gets their attention. They suddenly look at you and start sweating when they know you can see them. It's time to let them know. Listen, would-be dictator, I see you. Do you got it? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. But you know, like I said, you need to put pressure on them. I wouldn't bother calling. I mean, if you want to call, all you got to say is let him know he votes for this, he's done. That's all you got to do. Don't try to change their minds. Don't write long, eloquent dissertations. Just tell them, you vote for that, you're done.
And by the way, you're a former staffer of Ron Paul on the Hill, so you know what you're talking about. You're a constitutional lawyer and veteran and founder of Oath Keepers, I should add, for listeners that just tuned in, with Stuart Rhodes, our guest. I've skipped this break so I can take some of the final calls and let Stuart get into some solutions. Then we'll have a jam-packed 30 minutes on this issue after it. But, folks, everything hinges on the guns. If they can get away with this, and they're already getting away with Butcher and the rest of the Bill of Rights, they're going to take us into hot tyranny. The infrastructure is built. They admit it. Okay? They get those guns. We are overrun, and it's just going to get worse and worse. Alex in Kansas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Pleasure to be with both of you gentlemen. Just a couple of questions with regards to Michael Harris, who's a reporter for Veterans Today, is coming out and saying that this is a cover up for what would look like a Israel retaliation against the United States. Once his video went out, or the interview, international interview went out, he's being backed by military members. Veterans Today has received overwhelming responses. One three-star general quoted as saying, Harris hit the nail on the head, and just wondered if you had
any information. Sure, is that a three-star general by name?
It does not, and I've been looking.
Let me just say something. That's a great sounding website and a great name. I mean, it's a world class URL, and I didn't really even follow it. And I've seen some interesting reports from them like a month ago. I'm like, hey, get those guys on. They're like, this guy's saying you're an operative on here, and I was like, eh. So I mean, things have been said about me on there that I know aren't true. So whoever, look, when you always hear. And I'm not talking about his site, but others or whoever. I think it's a he runs it. I don't have time to even keep track of all this stuff. There's that EU site where it's like Russian generals say or this or that says. It's always unnamed, 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 unnamed. And I know it's fun to blame Israel for everything. And I've come on air and said the Israeli lobby, by and large, is supporting gun control here, which I think is out of control because our government helps arm Israelis with free M16s if they want them, and M16s in the schools. So I think it's effective to go to Schumer and Feinstein and Bloomberg and other, Israeli operatives. I mean, they are Israeli operatives, and say, look, you want our tax money so Israelis can have guns. Use that on them. That's really effective. So, again, there's this culture started where you can say Israelis, blew up the moon, and it must be true. And if you say it isn't, you're pro-Israel. I'm a big critic of some of the things Israel does, but there's also a lot of stuff, and I think it's a tactic done by some, where so much ridiculous stuff is said about Israel that then all the real stuff going on never gets looked at. Stuart Rhodes.
Well, I'm not really an authority on those issues, sort of the past.
Exactly. It all becomes a diversion. I mean, it's like, I'm fighting the Federal Reserve, and I want to get rid of it. People say, how dare you cover up for the Jewish Federal Reserve? And I'm like, look, whatever the Federal Reserve is, let's just get rid of it. Shut up, traitor. Let's not have war in Syria. How dare you be a traitor for Israel? And I'm like, no, I'm against war in Syria. Shut up, traitor. Look, Hal Turner was FBI. I knew that. It came out he was. This is an important area to cover. But, see, because it's only in certain quarters of the Internet, people think that that's really a discussion that even matters. And to radio listeners, they have no idea what we're even talking about. Go ahead.
I was going to say that one thing I will say is that, look, there are plenty of Gentile, white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, oath-breaking traitors in Congress and in the banking system.
Exactly.
National banking. So I think it's ridiculous to say it's, you know, we have to focus on one race. It's
exactly.
Not about-
it becomes a giant cop-out where no one involved in corruption can ever be confronted because, well, we all know the only evil in this world is, you know, a certain group, which is a giant cop-out. I'm sick of it. It's just, but as long as you're bashing Jews, it's supposedly okay internet etiquette to make up anything you want about anybody. You know, I mean, they say I'm Jewish and work for Israel. I'm not, but okay, I'm Jewish. Okay, what are you gonna do? Come shoot me in the head?
Yeah, I get the same thing. Actually, I'm part Mexican. So they want to hate me for my race. They can hate me for that, I guess. I'm not Jewish. I'm part Mexican and Irish and Scottish and English.
But listen, notice we're here talking about how executive orders to take our guns, and I'm not bashing the caller. It's just that. The legitimate criticism of the Israel lobby, a large part of it, is that it's lobbying to get our guns so that it can politically control the United States. So is the military-industrial complex. So are some of the other big lobbies. Let's get in these lobbies' faces. They're trying to take down the NRA as one of our most important lobbies.
Well, the NRA is helping them, though. Look what the NRA has done recently. Nothing. They did nothing on Friday, nothing over the weekend. They've said nothing in defense of the Bill of Rights. I think they're... I don't know, the paper tigers.
No, that's what Gun Owners of America has been forced to say. He's tried to be classy about it, but we're going to have to continue with you, Stuart, because I want to get to your solutions, but we got diverted off into, Israel did this. Is there anything Israel didn't do? Like, if I fall on a banana peel tonight, again, I'm just sick of the mental illness of it. You know, just everything. This the Jews did, and that the Jews did. It just becomes, yeah. I mean, these people act like Jews are like omnipresent, you know, Gandalf the wizard can do anything they want. I mean, it's just so annoying. I'm sorry.
Take responsibility for your failure to guard your own constitution. You can't just blame it on a foreign country. And I understand their arguments about the influence of a foreign country and dual loyalties and all that. And I agree, it's a problem. But they're long
and
before.
We cover it, and the anti-Israel crowd never recognizes, and they lie, they twist, they make up things, they edit things, and then say it's proof. And so all I'm saying is Israel's got some big problems, but the people attacking Israel are a bunch of liars. I've just never seen more deceptive scum. That's my point. Let's go ahead and take another call. And I'm not talking about even the guy with that other website. I'm talking about generally. Let's talk to Mark on gun control history. You're on the air, Mark.
Hey, gentlemen. It's great to talk to George Washington and modern-day Israel Bizzle. So I've been studying a little bit about gun control, and as you guys know, it's not about guns. It's about control. So if you go back and study history, you'll learn that in the 12th century, Pope Innocent II actually banned crossbows, which was relatively new weapon, which was able to pierce the armor of the soldiers, and that obviously threatened the power monopoly of the state. You can look at Japan in 1876, the Hattori Edict. They actually banned swords. People who weren't in the military couldn't have swords in public, or else they would be confiscated. So it just goes to show that whatever means of defense the people have against the tyranny is going to try to take.
Absolutely, and you've got all these snot-nosed idiots running around, but we'll cover it after the break. Let me just read it now. I appreciate your call. Great point. We're going to do a final segment, a few minutes with Stuart plugging some solutions, then I'm going to get to some other special reports we need to hit and more phone calls. But this is RALVMK on a video I had posted about how they're coming for our guns. And see, now they're not denying they're coming for them. They go, yeah, you bet we're coming for them. The gun rights gang insists that it's not about guns. It's about not letting crazy people have guns. I agree, and I'd like to propose that crazy should be defined to include anyone who fetishizes guns. Now, we fetishize tyrants that want to take us over. We're obsessed with knowing the history of it. Stockpiles Ammunition is obsessed with being disarmed. Black UN helicopters in the coming apocalypse. This guy is one of the first ones who should be disarmed, talking about me, before he blows a gasket and starts firing from a water tower somewhere, like one of your Prozac heads. Now, again, this is the standard deal. They're now, you bet, you guys are, see, the collectivists want our money, and they want our energy. And it always ends with productive citizens in a forced labor camp with pot-bellied collectivists standing over us with machine guns. They are the ones that fetishize the guns. They are my guns. I got piles of them. I hardly even have time to get them out. I don't fetishize them. I've been shooting them since I was 4 years old, buddy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com. Or by calling 888-253-3139.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hang man, hold it a little while. I think I see my friends coming right a minute of my heart. Friends, you get some silver.
It is bizarre, ladies and gentlemen. We're finding more and more videos of parents of the children laughing and giggling and looking excited and then saying off camera, do I read off the card? And then walking up and breaking down on camera on TV. We need to have private investigators look into Sandy Hook. Okay. Hitler blew up his own Capitol building to bring in martial law. Europe, Australia, New Zealand banned most guns after staging mass shootings. The evidence later came out. This thing looks really, really bad. I'm getting more information on this and going to look at playing that video before this hour ends. Now we have the other incredible video. I can describe it for radio listeners. Female U.S. cop caught on tape giving two women body cavity searches during routine traffic stop. And using the same gloves on both. Well, why not? TSA does. But this is in the pants, in, hey, let's go in the back. All right, let's go in the front. And the state police say this is their new policy. They've been TSA trained. And that they may, they say, be prepared. And so the DPS director is being sued over this. But they say, we're going to do it. and that now routinely when you're pulled over, they will give you a proctology exam, basically. They will not just go in your pants. They will go in your body. And if you don't like it, you'll go to jail as a terrorist. You resist, you'll be killed. So that's the new America. I got a bunch more calls here, and Stuart Rhodes. By the way, I've now got the text of Biden and Obama, and they are going to create a task force working with governors and members of Congress, and that it will be delivered in 1 month, just when they get ready to bring the new session of Congress in, to Obama, and then he will take action. And what is Reuters and Bloomberg saying? It will be executive order. So he'll say, I talked to the Council of Governors, which are little minions of FEMA, and I've talked to the Rural Council, which is minions of FEMA, not the real legislatures, not the people, plus the Constitution. You'd have to amend it. So this gives them dictatorial cover. They always do this. Oh, Hitler had a region of governors that would sign off on what he did as well. He had courts that would sign off. So it's rubber stamps now. I don't need Congress. I have some governors I talk to. And the word is from Reuters, it will be that they can just put anybody on a no-gun buy list, no judge, no jury, not even any mental background, just you don't own guns, Rahm Emanuel promised. And then expanding on that, they will then ban the sale of semi-autos, which you already see being done by the companies that Congress says is doing the right thing, implying the guns are dirty, they did it. And so they're just creating a mass hoax. And this new task force will, it's the new gun federal task force, and it will work with locals to implement whatever the task force says. And Obama will follow it. So it's like, I'm a dictator, but I do what NATO says. Congress, you don't give me authority to attack. NATO does. Obama, I'm not a dictator, but whatever the task force tells me, I'll then use the dictatorial power of the presidency to do. Folks, if you studied history, this is incredible. Stalin had a rubber stamp Duma that would certify. Hitler had it. The greatest mass murderer in history. Mao Zedong had one of these. Cuba has one of these. I mean, wow, they are really just going back to good old-fashioned rubber-stamp Politburos, creating their own new task force and saying, so the general dumb-down public goes, well, the task force said, I don't matter if Congress ain't for it. The task force said, the TSA says, they train the Texas police. They're allowed to stick their fingers in you now. I mean, they said so, Stuart Rhodes. You're a constitutional lawyer. Ain't that all right, Stuart?
Well, the answer to this is nullification. The answer is in your local communities and your towns, your counties, and your states, you must nullify. And states are already doing that. We've seen nullification bills in Michigan, Texas, Virginia, Arizona, across the board against the NDAA. We're going to see them against this kind of nonsense also. And so you hold your sheriff's feet to the fire. You make sure he's a constitutional sheriff. If he's not, you root him out of office no matter what party he's in. Even if he's a good old boy Republican, he goes down the road and replace him with somebody who will obey his oath. That's ground zero. And you got somebody who will stand up for your rights. And then you back him up with a posse. And even better, you back him up with a county militia. And that is where your focus of resistance needs to be, is in your local community, in your state, you must nullify. And at the same time, you must sweep out of office every oath breaker who's in office. Scorched earth policy. They violate their oath, they're gone. And you tell them, I don't care if the Democrat wins, you're gone. You violated your oath. It doesn't make a difference what party you're in. This is the response that Madison and Jefferson urged on the American people back in 1798 in response to the Alien Sedition Act, which were also a gross violation of the Constitution. They didn't go hat in hand to the Supreme Court and ask the court to defend the Constitution. They knew the presidency was already corrupt, the Adams administration. They knew Congress was overrun with Federalists. So what did they do? They went to the legislatures of the state and said, you must nullify while we create a new party and purge the Federalists out of office. And that's what they did. They purged them out. We must do the same thing, a two-prong attack. Nullify while you...
That's right. And everything legal and lawful, but aggressive as possible.
Yeah.
Now we need to go and bullhorn congressmen's houses. We need to bullhorn their events. We need to put private investigators on them because they're all committing crimes. Any gun grabber out there is a mafia trash. And folks, you get stuff loaded on YouTube. Just destroy them. Just absolute war with these people. I'm telling you, folks, I have fought the globalists. Instantly, you go put a camera on them, they're committing crimes. Okay, I mean, it's just, oh, paying people off in a hallway. Oh, with a mistress. We need to get in the mafia's face and go, listen, dirtbags. You pulled on the wrong tiger's tail. You got that, Mac? This isn't some third world country you're going to roll in and just kill everybody like you've done everywhere. I know you think we're all a bunch of jellyfish. We're not, scum. We see you. We know what you are. You're degenerate filth. And it is time to get aggressive with them. Aggressive. Folks, are they have always hated America. Okay. Stuart, you talked about as a journalist, researcher, constitutional lawyer, taught history at Yale, somebody who's, been there on the front lines of this. You talk about the infrastructure. For those that don't know, this is a secret arrest, mass takeover infrastructure. And people go, well, that's scary. I better not do anything. No. You better do something because it's such an evil infrastructure. That's because they want to use it on us. We just use the fact that they're so evil against them. They can't get away with this. Historically, if you attack a would-be authoritarian takeover before it fully launches, it's kind of like how they have space-based weapons, to use a military analogy, that particle beam a rocket when it's on the ground. This thing is fueled. They're firing up. They're getting ready to launch it. We have got to maximum firepower politically blow that three-stage rocket up on the launch pad. But we've got to fire now, Stuart.
Absolutely. And a big part of it is also not waiting for the politicians to defend your rights or defend your person, but to take personal responsibility. And then that means in your local communities, going to your sheriff and saying, we want you to deputize teachers. We want you to deputize retired police officers, put them in the schools. We want you to train the teachers. But even more basic than that, you go do it. That's why we put out a call out for our membership to step up and volunteer to teach teachers and school staff how to shoot, how to defend themselves with knives, with blunt objects, with pepper spray, with guns, whatever they need to, and provide that training. And we're getting a great response from teachers across the country who want to be trained. And so you step up in your local community and you solve the problem. The problem that existed in the Newtown, Connecticut school was a victim disarmament zone of no one being able to actually resist and fight back against an armed intruder. So you solve that problem in your community. You arm your teachers, you arm your veterans, you arm your volunteers to go into the schools and be there to be the reaction force. They're the first responders. The police are second responders. By the time they get there, the fight's over, almost always. And so the teachers need to be armed and trained. Do it. Don't wait for someone to do it for you. Don't wait for politicians to say it's okay. You just go do it.
But I'll tell you the way. I'll tell you the way to absolutely checkmate them, because they act like, under federal law, nobody can be armed at schools. No, you just go to your good sheriffs. It'll be a huge news issue when they do it. And I'll guarantee you, you can come up with a school fund, just like police are guarding movie theaters for, $15 an hour. You can guarantee get folks to volunteer, but that's an auxiliary. You can definitely get retired police, you name it, or other people, or veterans, whatever, so we know they've, got, and they can even do what they want to their background, all that stuff, and then have them there as the auxiliary security force, just like you have, the old veteran helping the kids at the crosswalk. And I like what Jesse Ventura says. You just have them there in like a jumpsuit or whatever. And, they can just be the, you can tell the kids, or they could be just custodians that are there with a fanny pack, with a handgun in it. But again, that's almost giving into the hysteria. I mean, you've had school shootings on average, maybe 30 kids a year, 88 total mass shootings, most of them gang related. One of these things only happens four or five, every 4 or 5 years. It really is a hoax. I mean, it's a real crisis for those 20 dead kids. But, again, you've heard my analogy, Stuart.
But it puts the focus on an actual solution to the problem they've created. They've created the problem by disarming people. And so the solution is to arm them. And it's very easy, like you just said, it's very easy for a retired cop who's already gone through background checks, already had training, et cetera, to step up and say, I volunteer. And our members are willing to do that. We're going to have retired police officers and oath keepers who are going to go volunteer.
And by the way, don't let them be involved in searching lockers and harassing people and, you know, pregnancy tests or whatever. Just there for the, you know, one in a million mass shooting.
That's it. They're there. They're there as a last resort to defend the people against violence. That's it. But even better than that, train the teachers. Train the teachers and the staff.
Well, why is Israel, you know, having M16s in lockers in every classroom for, you know, the one in a million when the Palestinians have gone in and killed kids? I mean, why? I mean, imagine if Israel said, oh, the answer is Israelis, turn in all your guns. Everyone would laugh at that. I think this is a key truth weapon against their lies to point out why does taxpayer money go to arm the Israelis in their schools, but then that same federal government wants our guns, Stuart?
Yeah, it's a fair point. It's hypocrisy. And, you know, but still, the main thing is take back responsibility at the local level. However you do it, through the sheriff's department, through veterans, through police officers who are retired, through the teachers, whatever works in your community, you solve the problem there locally. That's how you counter the propaganda coming from D.C. that you must be disarmed. You can say, look, we took care of it. It's taken care of. It's done. There's no more shooting going to happen here. Like that one school district in Texas has been doing it since 2007. They have armed teachers. No one knows who's armed. They're all concealed. They don't know. No one knows.
And by the way, the feds keep saying it's illegal. It's lawful because it's going on. And now Rick Perry, I got to give Rick Perry credit. He's been an evil globalist in the past, but he may have changed his stripes. He says arm all the teachers.
Well, here's a sad problem. A lot of conservatives, the only part of the Constitution they still have a real devotion to is the Second Amendment. They've been so brainwashed by the neocons that they've, you know, kind of forgotten all about the rest of it, but they still care about that. That's just the reality. We've got to deal with it. We try to get them back into the fold about caring about all of the Bill of Rights. But, hey, let's take advantage of the situation in some ways to at least get them to be resolute about this. And if we're going to have a fight, let it come now over the Second Amendment so we can get it over with.
Stuart, talk about any other solutions you've got.
Well, I think the most important thing, like I said, is to reach out to the guys with the guns. I know it's like a broken record, but the Liberty Movement really needs to focus on the guys with the guns, especially the military. It's the most critical population because, you know, we are at the crossroads where we're either going to have to fight another revolution or we have a very limited window of opportunity to roll things back peacefully by purging out the oath breakers. And that's the other big thing. You've got to get rid of this idea that you're going to support lesser two evils. You got to stop doing that. It's like taking a reduced dose of poison over and over again. You're still going to die. So you got to stop doing that. But to buy you more time, focus on the guys with the guns. That will cause strategic doubt in the minds of the elites about whether or not they can get away with trying to pull the plug finally. You want to make them worry about it, worry about whether they'll be resisted by their own ranks, and that buys us more time to purge them out. Everybody who's in current political power is only this generation. They're not permanent. You can get rid of them. You can purge them out if you're willing to have the moral courage to do it in politics. It will take time, though. So to buy more time, focus on the guys with the guns, make sure they understand what's right and wrong so that you cause that hesitancy in the power elites and buys you more time to get rid of them. That's your only chance. That and getting ready for the worst case scenario, which means you better be strengthened as an individual, as a community. Your veterans should be woken up in your community. They should be getting themselves prepared for the worst case scenarios and nullify in the local communities and the states.
Stuart, I want to get this message across to everybody right now. Authoritarian foreign banks have taken over. They're running psyops. They probably even staged this event in Sandy Hook. You better grow up, folks. I'm sorry. The mainline neocon talk show hosts are going to sell you down the river. Okay? I'm risking my life. So is Stuart to bring you this information because we realize what we're facing. And the fact that we're still able to operate and expose these globalists is key. We're going to break in 2 minutes, Stuart. I'm going to let you take us out to break, and I'm going to come back and play some video clips, but I'm going to let you have the floor in the last minute and a half. You take us out to break, Stuart.
Well, like I said before, the main thing is folks have got to stand up. Do not let them intimidate you. Don't let them con you and trick you into apologizing for the murder of children you had nothing to do with. You have no no cause for apologizing. In fact, it's the exact opposite. It's the victim disarmament freaks who have insisted on leaving those children defenseless who owe everybody else an apology. It is their psychosis and their fear of firearms that has made them, has driven them to create victim disarmament zones where it's like, you know, a bait for a coyote or a bait for wolves, and it draws mass shooters. Put it back on them and their own personal responsibility. And also make it very clear that you will not disarm. Decide right now that you will never disarm, that you will pass on your firearms to your children, and that you as an American have drawn that line in the sand. You know, at least be resolute about that. And let's get past worrying about what Congress does. Let them know that no matter what they do, you will not comply. And that's it. And the other big one is that you've got to purge out the politicians. If you let politicians continue to be reelected because you're afraid of the opposing party, if you Republicans continue to vote for oath-breaking traitors like John McCain or Lindsey Graham or Romney, then you will compel us to fight.
Hey there, Frank Bates here. Have you heard about the weird device that could wipe out 280 million Americans? This is really scary stuff. Defense experts warn that this odd device poses the greatest threat we've ever known. In fact, just a few weeks ago, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post warning about this deadly threat. I can't believe that more people aren't talking about this. It may be because the liberals and the government are trying to cover it up. That's why my friend just created a free video at WeirdDevice.com that exposes this threat and blows the doors off the conspiracy. Go watch the shocking video at WeirdDevice.com right now to discover exactly what it is, plus discover the number one way you and your family can survive this deadly attack. I'm not sure how long this video will be online, so go to WeirdDevice.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's WeirdDevice.com.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We'll be right back.
USA, they are now certifying security guards, school guards, police, and saying there's no more Fourth Amendment because we waved a federal magic wand. Congress has been told by the TSA they're above the law. And now the Texas State Police, I've got, this is in Fox News, AP, Reuters, Daily Mail, you name it, are being sued because they're defending police now, saying, we pull you over for a taillight, this is a routine traffic stop, we pull you over for anything, we will go inside your body. And let me tell you, that is scary. I've never been scared of the police, and I'm scared of being raped now in the name of fighting with drugs the government ships in, of course. And I guess it's just like the Texas Youth Commission. I mean, these people have just taken over. I mean, this country is just, it's just disintegrating. But again, you've got people out in Midland that know what's going on about the New World Order. I just, this country is so demonic. I mean, we think killing 53 million babies in abortion is okay. So if we can rationalize that, why not have them pull your wife over? And these are attractive women, too. I've noticed with the TSA. I'm going to play the video, and I'll describe it audio-wise for radio listeners. Here it is. Squad car video. Attractive blonde. Wearing tight pants. Grabs the breast. Looking for government products. Rubs the belly. Has her bend over. Goes in her. And puts her finger inside of her. I'm not going to say it on air. Oh, that's not enough. Make sure. Okay, now let's go vaginal. Okay, I mean, with force, boom, in the same glove, she goes over the other woman. Let's make sure that there's not drugs inside your female sexual organ. Okay, there you go. Attractive blonde.
Hey, Angel, come on real quick.
Let's get the other woman out here.
One of these two folks here.
Same gloves.
That's the
central
one.
This is all the state police say, yep.
Okay,
let's bring the next woman over. Okay.
Okay, going back over there.
Same thing. Goes to the breast. See if there's any government products. Oh, and now we're going into, I mean, wow, man. Man, I mean, I don't know, a woman on earth wouldn't punch you in the face doing that to her. I mean, man, women don't like things too rough, I have to tell you. And boy, this lady, though, she looks like she might have worked on some cattle before, palpating them. Pretty rough. Okay, that's enough. This country's so gone. I mean, whoa. I mean, that video's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to go to break and come back, and we're going to play a clip from a CNN press conference with Robbie Parker. And people that have seen this video, for radio, it doesn't really translate. We're putting it up at Infowars.com. Right now, Aaron Dykes is posting it. I had this hours ago. I've just been so busy, I haven't got to it yet. We're going to play it on PrisonPlanet.tv. And I've seen this before, and he's laughing. And everything looks really, you know, excited. And then says, do I read off the card? And he walks up like he's an actor. And then breaks down on camera. I mean, it's like, yeah, oh, I read this card, okay. I mean, it's like, whoa. And maybe under the stress, that's just what happened. And then maybe being in front of the camera, maybe it's, I mean, folks, we got to get private investigators up to Sandy Hook right now. Because I'm telling you, this stinks to highest heaven.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information. The December issue of InfoWars Magazine. InfoWars Magazine gives you a powerful tool to reach out to friends and family and neighbors and people in your community with the message of liberty. Give a gift subscription to your local police department. Give a gift subscription to your local stay house, to your pastor. This is the perfect tool. 12 of these delivered to the door of the institution organizations, groups, and individuals that you want to influence and wake up. Sign up for the free digital e-version at Infowars.com/newsletter, and we send it out the week after the physical magazine goes out, or go to Infowarsstore.com today and sign up for a subscription, give it as a gift subscription, or buy them in bulk with Ron Paul, The Attack on the Second Amendment, The Police State, The GMO Takeover. It's all there and all available at Infowarsstore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today.